Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we once again talk high school sports here on the Coach's Corner. Coming up here in just a moment, we'll get a chance to visit with Coach Oakley from Western Boone. While we wait on him, let's go ahead and take a look at scores from around the area. It was Crawfordsville over Covington last night, 67-45. Delphi defeated Frankfort, 72-68. Greencastle over North Montgomery, 52-32. Once Harrison over Lebanon, 62-53. Tri-West defeated Cardinal Ritter, 62-59. Franklin Central over Bishop Chichard, 64-58. Clinton Central over Frontier, 51-44. North Newton in overtime over Clinton Prairie, 37-36. Sheridan defeated Waldron, 59-56. And finally, West Lafayette defeated Rossville. The final there was 68-55. We're happy to have with us here from Western Boone High School, Stars head coach Dustin Oakley. Coach Oakley, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Besides this weather, I'm doing all right.
All right, well, good. Glad to have you with us here. You were supposed to have played Tri-West, or, and I'm sorry, Traders Point.
Yes.
And
yes.
That game did not happen. What happened there?
Well, I don't know. I scouted them Tuesday night. They were playing at Clinton Central, and 10 or 11 guys were dressed, and they played Clinton Central, but they said they only had 5 guys, and they didn't feel comfortable playing. So I think they just, they said injuries and illness. That's what kind of hit them. So, yeah, just kind of unfortunate. We were missing a game from earlier this year. We dropped West Lafayette. So we both contacted each other and just wanted to pick up a game, a close game. And but, yeah, unfortunately it got canceled and just gave us an extra rest day there. I didn't have practice for the guys. Just let them go home, rest. And then we got back after it yesterday. So, yep.
And so, Stars close out the regular season 3-18. Take a look here. So your last game was over at Sheridan. Talk a little bit about that contest against the Blackhawks.
Man, I thought our guys played really well, especially the first half. We go in the half down by one. They're a really good team. It actually really sets us up for how we could look next Tuesday with Danville. All 5 of their starters can just flat out score. So that's the same for Danville with their starting 5. And very physical. I think Danville and Sheridan is probably the 2 most physical games we've had all season. So I thought it was good preparation just to be at the end of the year and get us ready for Danville. Second half, it just got more and more physical. We couldn't get any foul calls. We only shot 5 free throws all night. So I don't know what happened there, but you know, maybe a few turnovers here and there, and we just flat out missed some easy shots. I think we, you know, our 3 top guys shot 7 for 30, went out very good, and then as a team we shot 7 for 20 around the basket. So you gotta hit some shots. So you know, did our job in the first half. I think they finished the half on a 6-0 run, got them the lead, and then we just really couldn't get the momentum back. We fought hard, we played hard. But just couldn't make some shots.
Yeah. You mentioned having trouble shooting around the basket. I think back to that game against Cascade where it seemed like you couldn't miss around the basket.
Yeah, I mean that's Gavin Hawkins. I mean, he had 31 and he shot 11 for 16 that night. But he kind of took control. But yeah, it's just kind of, it's in all 3 phases. Like 2 out of the 3 we're doing okay. Is it layups around the basket? Is it free throws? You know, we don't have 3-point shooting. Or we could be okay 3-point shooting free throws. We don't have our around the basket. So just kind of a little inconsistent. And that's our main focus in the summer. All of our summer is just offense and shooting. We just got to get better, bring all these guys back, and get a little bit more physical, get stronger in the weight room, and we'll be able to figure it out next year.
Yep. Again, talking here with Coach Oakley on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So the Stars wrapped up the regular season, getting ready to face the Danville Warriors. You saw Danville, let me take a look, back on January 24th. That was a rescheduled game because I think the first time weather that canceled it.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so you turned around and played them on the 24th. What do you remember about that game that might help you prepare for them for Tuesday night?
You know, I think we're prepared very well. I know what Coach Barber and what they like to do. It's, you know, pretty much every make they're going to go 1-3-1, misses they're going to go man, and they've kind of changed into a 2-3 extended zone to try to trap. But you know, I think the big key for them, the pieces, is the Lawrence kid. I mean, he's a huge factor, and we don't have much size, so that's going to be a problem for us. But we got him in foul trouble in the first half, and I think we kept it. It was like 30-24 at halftime the first time. So you know, if we can be somewhere around there, have a lead at halftime, and keep it close. And if we're knocking down shots, you know, I think it's going to be a very competitive game. We've talked the whole season of we know who we need to be in our sectional. We're prepared. We know what they're going to do. We just got to come out and execute. And I believe in our guys. I believe in our coaching staff. And I think it's going to be a great game on Tuesday.
Again, talking here with Coach Oakley on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Who have you seen the most improvement out of your kids?
Well, that's a tough question. I think there's just numerous guys. I think when you're with a young team, you know it's going to be hard. We knew it was going to be hard, but I thought we were going to win a few more games this year. But, you know, you have, like, Luke Atkins that is just, you know, kind of a role JV player, and he put in time, and now he's been starting this whole year, and just a really good sharpshooter for us. I want to mention him. You know, how about Quinn Westerfeld having 15, just exploded at Sheridan. 15 points was, you know, that night he was the best player on the floor for us. So I just see a lot of growth, and you have our three leaders. You have captains of Fortner and Hawkins, and then Tristan Falk that have just carried us. I could just go on and on about these guys, and no one sees how hard they work in practice. If you just thought we're just a normal 3-18 team that's just ready to get the season over with, I think a lot of people are completely wrong. Like, these guys just continue to work hard. The way we practiced yesterday was unbelievable. So we were competitive. We were getting after it. So
no hanging a bit.
Not at all. I mean, and I can honestly say I've been doing this for 20 years, and you have a team like a record like this, guys are ready to be done. There's like I said, they're bad teammates. They don't want to play anymore. They could blame each other. They could blame coaches. And there's not one ounce of that the entire season. And that's, like I said, having a bad JV record, having a bad varsity record. Our JV played super hard the last few games to win some games at Delphi and Sheridan and came up short. So, you know, I say that I think that says a lot about our athletic program, what we do in the off season, how we train, and what these other coaches do at Western Boone. It's unbelievable, and I think our staff does a great job to get them ready and get them confidence and believe in what they do. I just say that I think there is growth. You know, it's not showing up in the win columns, but I just think across the board from all of our young guys, there is growth. Our four coaches believe that. And I'm excited, and I'm ready to go for next Tuesday.
Yeah. Let's for our final comment here, let's look a couple years ahead, because the MAC is going to be getting underway.
Yeah. I mean, it's super exciting. I mean, it's an opportunity for us, you know, to be more competitive for area teams around us. And you know, I think it's brought a lot of excitement to all programs at Western Boone, and we're ready to go. I mean, and it's not really going to change. I mean, there's some really good programs right now. I mean, North Putnam is really good. Greencastle's got two sophomores that are leading scorers. So, you know, when that time comes, it's still going to be a grind. It's going to be tough, but overall, it's going to be more competitive, and that's what we're looking forward to.
You know, as I looked at the map and how the schools lay out, it's almost an east-west as it lays out, and I wonder, are there thoughts about kind of dividing the conference in the east bracket, the west bracket, and do some things that way?
I don't think so right now. I would think, you know, because that's kind of what they're coming from. Some of the, like, Greencastle's, if we would add more teams, I think if we would add, I think there's actually an opportunity to do that. Coming from, but just with what we have right now, I don't think that's a option.
But that's, I guess, 25, 26.
Yep,
absolutely. Coach Oakley, thanks so much for your time, not just today, but throughout the season, and best luck to you and the kids to get ready for Danville.
All right, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Again, Dustin Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll have a break and be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mile.